Good morning. We've discussed countless times that the Eibishter created the world on three levels. Olam Shana Nefesh. And if he's there, you can understand there's a dimension of time, and there's a dimension of space, geography, and there's a dimension of soul, people. Kodesh Yom Kippur, holiest day, the holiest person, the Kohen Gadol, enters into the Kodesh Kodesh. The Fizeh, you can understand readily that this Shabbos, Habol and Lotova, Shabbos V'Yakel Pekudei, basically it's a subject matter is the Mishkan, Binyan HaMishkan through Betzal. And it's also Shabbos Parshas Achodesh, which deals with Rosh Chodesh Achonah, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, Bochor Chodesh, which prepares us for Pesach. How do these things connect? Very posh. Just to repeat something I've said 100 times, right? There's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos Daflon Hay says, "Eimamidim parnas el atzibur elkeinim lachem betzibur." You can't appoint someone to a position of authority unless you take the popular view of the people, the vote, as it says in Pasuk, "Ru'u kor Hashem b'shem betzal." Chazal say that the Eibush says to Moshe, "Hogun alecha betzal." Do you accept betzal? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, if it's talking to the Eibushter, said the Eibushter Afal became, you have to agree. You're the Tzaddik Ador. Then he went to the people and he said, do you accept the Tzal as the architect of the Mishkan? To which Klal Yisrael said to Moshe, if Hogan of Yakadish Boruch, it's Hogan of the Moshe, Anuli Koshke, Afal became. They had to take the people's senses, the people's views. Shtel Mashkiach asked the obvious glaring question, and I'm going to see that. In vos liegt sich the srora in appointing someone to be a builder? Ich weiß, have a shul. And the shul has an executive. So the executive has a din of srora. Contrary to what some United synagogues think, that you can appoint a woman to an executive, it's not srora. But if you can take certain decisions in life, you have a certain srora. But could the administration appoint a worker, a builder, appoint a secretary, without taking a popular vote? Of course they could. It's not a sror. In Vospashtet, the sror, why was Bezalel called a parnas al atzibur? He's just carrying out what the Eibushter told Moshet. And after you see him in Shemiz Rabban, Chazal say that when the Eibushter thought about appointing Bezalel, told Moshet, so the Eibushter showed Moshe the whole future of Klal Yisrael. Der Dervish, der Malachov, der Neviyov, der Vervishoyftov, all the future generations and their leadership. The Man of Gemina. You're pointing Bezalel for the here and now. The Man of Gemina will be in 100 years, in 1,000 years. Nor it says, I said this like many times, it says in Sefer Al-Gulim from the Arizal, right? That Bezalel had within him the neshama of whom? Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech. You don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out whether there ever was a, we say Shlomo is the Chacham Mikol Adam. Why? Because by Bezalel it says, Ma'amaleh, you say, Chacham B'tfunah B'das. Hence his Gilgul, Shlomo was also filled with wisdom and sagacity. And therefore the Mashiach says, Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur is Gimatria Melech B'Yushalayim. He later became the king in Yushalayim. Why is that? So he explains. What I'm saying today is from the Mashkiach and his son-in-law, Ramat Lazilver, all this is Gewaldic. Awesome. Which is the, this is all the Hakdama to the Shir. The Beis HaMikdosh is Bevchinas Reishus. When the Eibushter created the earth, there was one stone that he created that was called the Evin Shasir, upon which the Kodesh Kodashim and the Arna Kodesh rest. That's the Reishus in Mokit, in place. Al Derech Zeh in the Shama. Who is the Reishis, the beginning of Klal Yisrael? Who's the Reish in Reishis? That's the Melech. Therefore, you find the similarity. I've said this many, many times. The Melech is, the Rambam says, the Melechim is Liba Yishol Yisrael, the heart of Klal Yisrael, which Liba Polo Choshayfin, the heart pumps blood, chayas, vitality, and life to the rest of the body. Al Derech Yishalayim is the Lev of the world. Dabru Al Lev Yishalayim. The Chayas says it's from Yishalayim is the heart. So therefore, the Melech, who has the chiyuv of building a Beis HaMikdash? The Melech. Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gimel Shleishah Mitzvahs Testav Yisroel Bechdisos of Lohoretz. Limna is the Melech to appoint the king. L'achar is Zari Shal Amolek, because the king is the Reishis. Amolek is what? Reishis Goyim Amolek. Who comes from Amolek, comes from Esav. As per the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin, the Schus Shal is Rishon, etc. Right? And therefore we live in this base of Bechira, which is the Rishus in Mokav. You have the Schabris of all three. And therefore, if you take the letters inside Beis, Sadik, Lamed, Aleph, Lamed, of Betzal, it's 622, which is Gematria of Avdi David Nosi Alein. That he had the Neshama, which later became Malchus Beis David, right? Vamale Yosei, the Milui, the Rebbe Zan. And therefore, by Betzal, it says, Vamale Yosei, what? The Milui. It says a Ruah, it says, Bechachmo Bitvuna Ubedas. Right, which is Gimachi, B'chachot Tudat, Ruach HaLekim Rachefes, which Chazal said after Ruach HaMashiach. In other words, he had this, the Neshama, which is later going to come on, Dovid, Shlema, Malchus, Bez Dovid, later Mashiach, that already was included in B'tzal. How is this connected to Rosh Chodesh? That's why the Parsha is the Avodah of B'tzal, building the Mishkan. Before I go ahead of myself. The Nekud did all three things, the Beis Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. The Mishkan is really a movable Beis HaMikdash, temporarily, right? It moves. The Beis HaMikdash is the place where the Kisei Hashem, the Malchus of Hashem, Hashem's kingdom, is manifest in this world. Yishlaim is the city of Malchus. Yes? The Melech is the Malchus. You sit on Kisei Hashem, as the Pasuk says. In Zman, when is the time of Malchus Hashem is Nisgala in the world? Hello? Which is the Yontif connected to kings? Which is the only Yontif, Reb Tzaddik says, the only festival, red letter day in the Jewish calendar, that only we find in Tanakh that kings kept and not ordinary folk? Rosh Chodesh. No? Daf Torah for Machar Chodesh. Only kings celebrate the Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Right? Because that's Rosh Chodesh is the Yontif of Midas HaMalchus. By the way, in today's times, who Be'ikur doesn't do work on Rosh Chodesh? Noshim, because Noshim are Bechinas HaMalchus. Right? Okay. How do I know Rosh Chodesh is getting to Malchus? If you want Rosh Hashanah Daf Hey, that Rav Chiya, that Rebbe, Rav Yehuda Nasi, who comes from Malchus Bizdovid, told his relative and Talmud Rav Chiya, go to Ein Tav, and do Mekadosh the Chodesh. And he sent the Simon, David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kai, which is why we say this line every time when we make a bracha on the fresh new moon. Right? What's Pshat Midas HaMalchus? Let me just explain briefly. In Sforim, it's not very deep today, it's simple. The Midah of Malchus, as we've explained countless times, is the Midah of Leis Lei Migarmeklu. That you have nothing of yourself. A woman is Midas HaMalchus. Under the chuppah, the moment that every girl from age dot is dreaming of being in a white dress under the chuppah, right? Yes? And this is like, hello? So what Gettysburg address, what Gewaltig does the woman say under the chuppah? He takes a ring, and he puts it on her finger, right? And he says, Hariat Mekudeshli. And what does she say? I do. I agree. Midas HaMalchus is less Lemagir Makabel, and the Hosgornish von Zich. What is a moon? I have nothing. All I do is I reflect the light of the sun. I grow, I wax, I wane, I have nothing of zich. All I have is coming from elsewhere. What's a melech Yisrael? Yichob Gornish. I'm the melech, and I have all the gedorah of a melech, and mechabed him, you bow down to him, whatever. Over he and himself at Gornish. I remember when there was a Mishpat HaSforim, there was on Ma'ara, the Rebbe's right to the Friedrich Rebbe's library. But they deposed the rebbes and the lawyers. Very touchy moment. So the other side lawyers asked, "Does the Sforim belong to a library priceless, you know, whatever? Does it belong to your father or belong to the Chassidim?" So the rebbe was a pig, kachas, and she said, "My father and his Sforim belong to the Chassidim." He had garish for them, and that won the case. A true melech has nothing of himself. He doesn't own anything. Let's say there who represents, who personifies Malchus, David HaMelech. What did David HaMelech say in Tillim? Va'anuichi te'las v'lich. The whole idea of the Melech, as we discussed many times in Tzemach Tzedek and the Aruch Zecha, is ich bin garnished, because my job is to attach Klal Yisrael, the people, to the Eibishter. The minute you have epis vos, ki hu zeh, shemet b'nei of an ego, then you don't become a mamutsu, connects you to the Eibishter, you become a barrier, which separates something in and of itself. You have to be total garnish for it. And you see in Midas HaMalchus Gufa, like Tuktzavus, the irony, the paradox. On one hand, in Sfiris, Malchus is the lowest. All the Hecher and Midas, Malchus is the lowest of the totem pole. The Keser Malchus, the lowest, is directly connected to the Keser Elyon, which is the highest. And on this we say, Magid Mereishis Achris, that which is the highest is Nisgala Dafka in the lowest. Dafka, because you're nobody, therefore you're attached to the highest. In normal order, there's Chesed and Gevurah and the whole Seder Stauslus of Tzumim, etc., etc. Someone is garnished, he goes to the top of the queue. And therefore, you see by a Melech, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Hey, that the Shikha Lakosa, the Abish, the Torah compares the Shlisha Kalim Sheba Oilam to the Shlisha Chamuri Sheba Oilam to teach us that famous principle that Yiftach Bedoiroi, Kishmul Bedoiroi. A leader, even a garnish of a guy Yiftach, is like Shmuel Hanovi is compared to Moshe Aaron, right? To teach you, right, that kivon shenismana odom parnes al tzibur, once you're appointed to this position, right, even if you're what a kal shebekalim, you're like abir shebabirim, the highest rank. Because it's not you and your personal qualities and your milas. The mile of the kingdom is that he's a garnish. The mile of kibim, if you're a cotton or a gold, you're nothing. And therefore, the Mashgiach says, remember where it speaks about in Parshish Vayishlach, the Malchi Edoim, the kings, Lifnei Meloich Melech Bnei Yisrael, Meloich Melech Bnei Yisrael, Gimashi Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, where it's garnished, that's Mamash at the moment, where it's a sliver, it's hardly visible, that's the Inyir of Malchus. And therefore, Lifnei Meloich Melech Bnei Yisrael is Gimashi Rosh Chodesh Nisn Dafka. Because Rosh Chodesh Nisn is the Rosh Lechol of. Even Rosh Chodesh is the Rosh of every month, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh of all the other Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, Bitzalu, who's the neshama of Malchus Bitzdovid, is Gimatria Yom Rosh Chodesh Bemilu. And therefore, I've said 1,000 times, Achodesh Lachem is Gimatria Mashiach Ben David. This is the same in the Kutub. And therefore, did the Bechina from Rishis. What do we know about Rishis? Will be in the Skala, the Reishis of the world, then everyone goes back there to Yisrael, the Mashiach comes, they build the Reis HaMikdash. That's the concept with this 49 levels, 7 times 7, Madregas, Spheres, it says in Pasuk, V'yotza b'yoyvil v'shabach, when it comes to the 50th level, Yoyvil, you go back to Yerushalayim, you go back to freedom, V'yotza b'yoyvil v'shabach, is also Gimachia 9-11, which is Gimachia Reishis. Which is Gimatria HaMelech Hashem Yivcha Hashem Likecha Boi. Same idea of the Melech, Yovel, Rishis, etc., etc. And therefore, it's in the Pasuk, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, which is Gimatria L'Shichmi Sidrashenu, to search for Yerushalayim. Sidrashenu is also the Gimatria Emakoil Rishis. The same idea of 9-11, the same idea of. Okay, I'm not going to drive you crazy with Gimatria, there's 1,000 more than where this comes from, but trust me. Now, so generally, in principle, we're saying Rosh Chodesh has nothing of it, the Yerech has nothing of itself. Malchus nothing of itself, yes? So it's all connected. The Mishkan is only a reflection. Tifrigaret. I've also said this in the past. It's an introduction I want to talk about today, actually. But it's a Moedi Digavort. We're on the way to Chag HaPesach, right? We start off with Nisan, which is connected to Malchus Beis Dovid. Yes? Yeah, look. To be more specific, there's a special connection between Pesach itself and Shloimeh HaMelech. And that's why Minhag Yisrael in many, many places is after the Seder finishes, if there's any time till Eitzar Shachar, we say Shir HaShir. Because Shir HaShir Masher L'Shloimeh. And the night of the Seder has a Shaychus Miyuchah to Shloimeh HaMelech. Why Shloimeh HaMelech? So it's put in this forum of vision. You don't kind of, you could use your toes to count also. For reasons I'll explain why to use your toes. But there's Avram Avinu, Yitzchak, Yankiv, yes, Levi, Gahaz, Amram, Moshe, etc. Yeah. Moshe we know is the seventh generation. What generation was David HaMelech from Avram Avinu? You need like maybe a double-digit IQ to figure this out. What is the gematria of David, for heaven's name? No? 14. So what generation was David? We just said that Malchus based David is compared to the moon. Throughout Tilly, Kiareach, I could be 100 psukim, that Malchus based David is compared to the moon. Yes, hello? Yeah. So what generation is Malchus based David? Is David HaMelech himself? 14. That's what gematria of David. It's 14. Hello? So if you can, any mathematicians, if David is 14, so what's Shloime HaMelech? 15. What's the month of Malachim is Nisan. What is the day called the 14th of Nisan, otherwise known colloquially as Erev Pesach? David HaMelech, you remember, wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, but the Eibershter said, Dom Rav Shofachto, right? You were engaged in Chomet, in wars, right? Dom Rav Shofachto Lefanai, you're not going to build the Beis HaMikdash. What happens on the 14th of Nisan? You what? What about the Korban Pesach? You shecht it. And the famous story I always say from Rav Chaim Zonnenfeld, who met Rav Kook, one was coming, one was going back from the Kosel. Erev Pesach, meaning Yishalayim, is to go to the Kosel to say Korban Pesach. And Rav Chaim Zonnenfeld saw Rav Kook, he said, next year, this time, you should be up to your knees in blood. So all the Kanoim in Yishalayim, good Gishol, all right? What he meant to say was he was a Kohen. And the Kehanim, Erev Pesach, were literally up to their knees in blood. Right? So Erev Pesach is a time of what? Blood. Yishecht, right? What do you do on the 15th of Leil Kaddish Chag at the Seder? You sit there and you have a Seder. Hello? Yeah? And you have a Shulchan Aruch. What kind of Shulchan Aruch? The expression of Chazal always is Kisudas Shloime B'Shaita. Shloime represents like Mamish the acme, the zenith of a Suda Shloime, as like the ultimate in a Suda. By the way, therefore I understand, by the way, just parenthetic, Leil Pesach is Gimachi Yerech, like the moon, 14 and 15. If you're Keneged 14, you're into blood, it's too early yet that you should make the Beis HaMikdash. Nothing wrong with, can I be a Hanoi for a minute? I've said before, there's nothing wrong with spilling the blood of Rishoyim, because elsewhere Chazal say, if you spill the blood of Rishoyim, it's like bringing up the Sochem in the Beis HaMikdash. But Melech knew what he's doing. Right? But if you're still in the war stage of life, spilling blood, right? Then it's too early to Shloima Melech Shalim Shalayu as Shleimut as Shalim, who the pasuk says if you have a son who have menucha, then you could build the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Shleimut. Just like the moon, this it waxes and wanes, right? It starts growing. You have a quarter moon by the seventh of the moon, Ela, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. By the 14th, it's Kimat, but it's not yet there. The 15th of the month is Kaimo Sira B'Shalusu, the moon is complete. And that's the Madrega of Shleim HaMelech. And therefore, it says in Svarim HaKadoshim, Shleimu, Shin, Lamed, Memhei, B'Mizperkot, Mizgimatria, 15. David is 14, Shleima is 50. You guys are bright. Could anyone think any connection between the name, the number 15 and your Seder? There are 15 simonim in the Seder, the Kaddish or Chatzkatas, number one. Remember, there's a little pismet many people sing, Dayenu. How many Dayenus are there?
15.
No, they're not. It's Kamamayel Tevet, it's 15. Dayenus, there's 14. What is the root word of the word Dayenu? Die, die. What is it? Die, die. Who made that song? Because the root word of Dayenu is die. And die is 14, which is Gimashri Dovet. But the 15th Madrega in Ma'il, you don't say Dayenu. That's the Madrega of what? What's the 15th level? Uvono Lonu is Beza Bechira. That is Shleim HaMelech. That's where it's all leading. All the other 14th Madregas are to lead up to Shleim HaMelech. Yeah? By the way, Uvono Lonu Beza Bechira, 15. What is 15 times 15? Rabbi Sternberg. 2 to 5, which is Gimatria Bechira. Uvono Lonu is Beza Bechira. Hello? Okay, fine. What else do you know about 15 in Judaism? Malus. Like in Tillim? Shira Milus. 50, how many Shira Mailas are there? 15 from Kapitel Kuf Chav to Kuf Lamedalek. Hello? Why were there 15 Shira Mailas in the Shira Mailas? Because there were 15 steps from where to where. You're getting there. Just finish the sentence. From the Ezra's. No, I'm a dentist. You have a funny way of looking at things. It's from the Ezra's notion to the Ezra's Anoshim. Hello? Yes? Noshim Levono. Anoshim Shemesh. Hello? Going up the steps. You're going inside. You're not leaving your in. Hello? Yes? All right. This is the 15th Shira Milus. What is the 15th Shira Milus in Tilum? Yes? Which is the Indian of Laila Kayyim Yor, which is Geula, etc., etc. Yeah? By the way, everyone knows that the Kosuch Nisan, Shuas Makifis, etc., etc. Hello? Yeah? Hello? So Nisan is a month of, what's the root word of Nisan? Nes! Okay? Nes is a very easy word, even I could figure it out. Nun and Asam. Two words, two letters. Hello? Count up in your alphabet, in your alphabet. What letter of the alphabet is the letter Nun? 14th. So, any geniuses? So if Nun is 14, so what letter is Samach?
15.
Hello? So what is Nun and Samach? 14 and 15. Where do you have the word Nes in the like in the Chumash? You just had it a few weeks ago. You just read Akhi Purim. There was a war against Amalek. You read this Purim by day. Hello, before the Megillah. Hello? And Vayivim Moshe builds a Mizbeach Hashem. And he calls it what? Hashem Nisi. Vayomer ki yodel keis yud ke milchama Hashem v'amalek. Do you see Nes, not Nun Samach, 14 and 15? Hello? Why? Ki yad. Why, how would yad? Al keis, what next word? Ko. That's 15. Right? And there's this constant battle between Amalek. And who goes to battle against him? There's two ways of battle. There's David and Shlomo. Just like who went to battle then? Moshe and Yeshua. Let me tell you a secret. In many places. You would think that when you're fighting an enemy, you have to fight with Nisim. You know, whatever. Right? For many enemies, you show them Nisim, you blew their mind there, they surrender. Amalek doesn't work that way. Amalek, where did Amalek come to fight Eden? All the other people in the world saw Machias, they saw Kamsiamsu, they gave out. Shamar, your gods are chilachadish. Plus, the whole world went crazy, right? They're all silenced. The only one who put their finger is Amalek. Why Amalek? Why did they get scared from all the Nisim? Because Amalek doesn't care about Nisim. You know why? Amalek says, Hashemayim, Shemayim, Hashem. The Abishter wants it. I know there's an Abishter. As long as he stays in his barracks, you know, in heaven. Once in a yovel, he fiddles around and he messes with man. Okay, I'm willing to. Oh, but generally, as long as he's balabos up there and I'm balabos down here, we'll come to some arrangement. We'll have to settle, as they say, in Tepi on the top. You know what I mean? Amalek is to make the hef. Amalek comes to wage war against Matan Torah. What does Matan Torah do? It connects Shemayim and Oretz. Mechaber, Shlishi. That he can. So you can't fight against Amalek with Nisim. Amalek says, like, a guy who says, you know, I know there's this Rebbe, and he's a Poyel Yeshua, poison the floors, he marries whatever. Yeah? Because he's a Rebbe, that's what he does for a living, that's, you know, his job, right? As long as he's happy to whatever, to Kivat Shraim and whatever, and do whatever Rebbes do, right? And make his, after, you know, a few times a year, he's Poyel Akaris and whatever, I'm Balabus down here in Bismetish, right? I run the show. He's involved with his kuntzin, with his magic, with his shameless akdoshi, whatever. As long as he doesn't interfere in my, I know people like that, right? In my inyonim, I'll come to an arrangement with him. We'll salute every time we pass, as a great apikur, as a French philosopher owns it. You know what? The ikur of the milchom against Amalek is not by the Abish they're making miracles. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu went on the Rosh HaGiva, and he davened. Yeah? Who waged the war, Yeshua? What did he need two people for? When Dalton Eber was in prison, let me give you an example. When Dalton Eber was in prison, so one of the great chassidim went to the Bar Ditcher, it was Dalton Eber's tire, chaver, leiter, b'chut, etc., etc., and he asked him to bet zechoyis, marish ha'ilimis. So he said, what's the problem? You just put your finger, go as oi, and your mom took all the dinim. So the Chabad Chosid told him, but the Rebbe is an Eisish Rebbe. He's not a Polish Rebbe. Like, you know, I know you can go like this and you could whatever, right? But we need Derech HaTeva, right? So he asked, okay, what's his name? And the Chosid couldn't remember the Alter Rebbe's mother's name. Oh, the Reis Shechsid, the Rus Shechsidim, you know, the Rebbe is whatever, but their mother's name they forgot. So he went to Mikveh. A long story, I can't tell you, whatever, not, I can't remember, right? Moral of the story is just to make miracles, pull rabbits out of your hat. Like, Mechdezu, but the Milchom against Amalek was not only enough by Moshe, you needed Yeshua to wage a war with Derech HaTeva. Because that's what you fight against Amalek. Amalek wants to be Balabas and Teva. That's the whole, that's just the secret of Purim, etc. I have no time to elaborate. Oh, that's why, this answers many other kashas. Yitzias Mitzrayim wasn't the Gemar Habir, because Mitzrayim was L'mayim L'min Azman. When the Nizgalos of Ani, V'lei Malach, Ani, V'lei Sarach, then the Abris is L'mayim L'min Azman, and therefore B'chipozim. The Abris are higher than time, higher than space, you can do anything you want. Amalek has no problem with that. Amalek has, right? Therefore, the Gula Hasid has to be Kiloi B'chipozim, they say. That's when you're doing something to Mivar Demata. Let me try to explain. Let's right. Put it this way. Let's say America is at war against Iraq. Right? So you could bomb them to smithereens, you could do whatever, kill them. A bigger mile is to capture one of the Hevermen and then to use him, to turn him, and use him to be your spy, to use him. That's what's called in the Gemara, Mineu be Abu Lishir be Darga. You go to the forest and you use the wood of the forest as the handle for the axe that's going to chop down the wood. That's a much higher derech in avodas Hashem. And that's the difference between David, who works through Melchoma, Dam Rav Shofachto, and Shlomo, which is a much higher madrega, where we take the Ratzin, that which is Kesed, that which is L'mayim, everything, and we bring it down into Chachma. Fact is, we want to show this Ein Oid Milvadi, there's nothing but the Eibush in this world. So if you have an Oid, if you have an enemy, right, adversity, right, and you win him, so he still could exist, but you're stronger than him. The purpose of showing Ein Milvadi is that the Oyev doesn't exist as a garnish. There's nothing in the world that exists outside independent of the Rebbeinu Shel. And therefore you have to mevar the klipa, you have to wage war against Amalek, dafka through Teva, dafka through Shlomo. That's what we, Timcha Zeich Amalek, where? Midafka mitachas HaShemayim, because that's his place. That's why it says in Pasuk, Yisivna by his Chodosh, etc., etc. Leisiting dom in Bevesech. It says in Svarmatesh, if you want to build the third Vesech Amigdash, all but the Amigdash, Rabbah Chubin, the third Vesech. You can't have domin, which is Bechin of David, you have to have the idea of Shlomo HaMelech. And that's why Shlomo HaMelech is the Bechin of Shirot Shir HaShirim. And Rabbi Kiva said Shir HaShirim is Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kodesh HaKadoshim is that Madrega where there is no evil. It's not that Kedusha overpowers evil. That's why you can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim every day of the year, only on the day when no evil appears. Only on Yom HaKippur, on Yom HaKadosh. That's the Bechin of Shlomo HaMelech. Al Derech Zeh, which is the Yontif on Sukkis, Kedek HaShpiz of Shlomo HaMelech? Avram, Yitzhak, Yankov, hello, David HaShashan HaRab, hello? So what's the Shemin HaZeres? What's the Shemin HaZeres? The rest of Sukkis is Kedek Ayin Porin, Kedek Ayin Umas Oil. Shmini Atzeres, Pari Achor, Ayah Lechod, Yisrael Malko, Lechod Doi, Komad Yashiv, Yosef Im, Malko, Lechod Doi, Komad Boi, Shol Yoli. Get whatever you want. The B'nai Yisoscha brings that, he asks Mechutin, the Holy Atar Asuya of Zid Shoyv, why do you say, Mi'ilo, Yach B'eini Tzel Yodoi, Tachas Kanfi Yashchina? The word Tachas Kanfi Yashchina is used vis-a-vis Geir. Neshom Yisrael is Al Kanfi Yashchina. So he said that if Ta'ina Tachas Yod, the Tachas, can't finish getting first the Sukkot. What's Pshat? Why? It's supposed to hold the year round. No, Pshat is Sukkot every year is Bechinas Geir. You're taking Velt and you're fighting wars. Mashiach Yishmin Yatzeres is the idea of Asad Lovay, Shlomo HaMelech, when there is no wars. Because the Gemara said, Yavamish, you're not Megayer Geir, and be Moyes HaMashiach. Hello? Now, this is the beginning of this. I just finished my Hakdomah to the Shir. So in the capital, Shir HaMailus, Number 15. What's the next pasuk? Su'u yedeichem kodesh. Pick up your hands. And we say the 15th Shemaylus is connected to my own shtickle already. Is connected to Shloim HaMelech. What does Shloim HaMelech got to do with Su'u yedeichem kodesh? When do many people say this pasuk, Su'u yedeichem kodesh? When you make, wash your hands. Al Natzilas Yodoyim. Why is that? What are you going to do with Shloim HaMelech? Because who is Mesakin the Natzilas Yodoyim? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Yudalid, when Shloim HaMelech made Natzilas Yodoyim. Right? Yeah? A basel came out saying, B'ni im chacham libcho yisbachli b'gamoni. What's the choch with the pichos? What's so important about Natzilas Yodoyim? Can I ask you? The Gemara says in Suit, in the beginning, Daf Dalid, Kol mezalzol b'l Natzilas Yodoyim nekar min oilu. Right? Or if you go, Yodayim, you're like Kabbal Asians. They said, you fell at the thing. And this applies both to Tzil Yodayim for morning, Egel Vassar, and applies for Suda, etc. And said, why? And actually, I saw a vort, the name of the Oiv Yisrael, Abderov, said a beautiful vort. Al Tzil Yodayim, what's the Rosh Tevis? Rabbi Sherman, wake up. The Tilas Yodayim. Oni, which is Gematria? Soifi Davis, Al 30. The Tilas 400. Yodayim 40. What do I got? 470. By the way, 470 is Gimachia Shleim HaMelech. Which is also Gimachia Amolik B'Meluah. It fits into what I said before. How much is 470 and 130? 600. Remember that. And how many words are there in the 13 words of the Bracha? 13. How much is 600 plus 13? So therefore, if you keep deals with dying, you keep him color terrible. If you're mezalzel, you call hey not the shemit. Yeah, great. Does that help you at all? No. Shkoyach. You know, these siddur come up with these rebbes come up with these great. What does it mean? Why, if you're mezalzel, been deals? I remember when I was in Kfar Chabad. I came from a more litvish yeshiva, and a bachur was thrown out of yeshiva because he didn't shell with negavaser. I thought this is quite harsh. He didn't. In the Litvish world, they walk, there's a room, I don't know, I've got a tear, whatever. See them, they know you put the negavasa by the bed. There's a fort that the Renesovka brings from his uncle, great uncle, there was a position. He's Yatsiv, Alderich Leitoy, Ralayimus, if you don't, Stelz of Negav, you put your feet on the ground before you work negavasa the whole day, Ralayimus, etc., etc., etc. There's actually the Ruch HaChaim from Chaim Palaji brings that he had a Chazid Laila Neira, that he went into the Gan with smelling Besomim, Shishanim, Gvalt, and there was a Noor next to the Gan who was giving it to grow that it should. And he asked him, please give me some of the water from this Noor in order to wash Negelvasa with. Because someone, in other words, all the Torah mitzvah the whole day depends on your Avoida and the Tzil Yudayim. But Tzadikim, Tzil Yudayim was a Gan to Avoida, wasn't just pouring some water in here. Whatever. But okay, what does it mean? This is what I want to talk about today. I don't have time. I'll just give you in a nekuda, like in a nutshell. There's a vort I saw in a sefer Biyam Derech for Rabbi Chil Michel Zilber Shlita from Rabbi Yaman Eisenberger and Bar Mahalach. Basically, it's the Ber Rav Chaim. This week's parsha. Okay, this is the end of the parsha. Everyone gave the donations to the Mishkan. Hello, yeah. In a nutshell, the women gave amongst other things the Maris Hatzoyis. So Rashi explains they took copper mirrors, right? And that they donated. And Moshe, that's what you're bringing me? Something that's used for Sheker Achim, to have a for all this, right? Yeah? The Abish said, this is more Chaviv to me than anything else that was brought, more than the Kesef, the Dazav, the Kesef. Why? So Rashi says, in Mitzrayim, when the men were doing Avodah, whatever, the women wanted to have children, right? And the men had no Koyach, because Avodah is Perach, right? The women came with the Maris HaTzoyvus, and they used them in order to whatever, and through that they had children and able to carry them to Derech Nes, as the Gemara discusses at great length in Masechet HaTzoyvus. Why does Rashi got to go to this strange, like a roundabout way? Hello? Why did he learn simple pshat, like Ibn Ezra learns? You know the Gevaldic thing of the Maris HaTzoyvus? Women like mirrors. By the way, the Mashkiach from Don Segel says, why do women like mirrors? I don't know if anyone who's married may notice the woman has a mirror in the bedroom, a mirror in the bathroom, a mirror in the hall, a mirror here, and 30 times before she walks out of the door just to pick up the milk, she got to look 30 times. Why does a woman got to pick 30 times the mirror? Because a woman is Malchus, and Malchus is Leis Lemigamei Klum. So her whole identity is from how people look at her. So she's very ultra-sensitive about her looks. He teaches this to Chassanim when they get married, you know, just to get used to a different world. Okay, fine. What happened here? So Ibn Ezra says women gave the maris atzoivis. Hello? To show we're moyes in all of this. We don't care what we look like. We're going to go from home after we make breakfast for husbands, right? Before he goes off to Koil, we're going to what? We're then going to go to the Mishkan, we're going to sit and learn and daven and hear the Kahanim of Avedos and whatever. And therefore, we're moyes in our looks. And that's Gevaldig Madrega. Shekhar Achim Nevelev. Hello? Rashi doesn't bring the Ibn Ezra. Ruchain. Mice of the past. That's something in the present. Mice in the past and Mitzrayim. What's the mice? So the word that he says is in a nutshell. Birmam Chaim. How many fingers do you have on your hands? Why do you have to wash your hands, by the way? And the Beis Hamikdash, you had to wash it on your hands, but Kiddush Yadayim and Raglayim, which you don't do. No one has a cure and washes, like, you're not a Muslim, like, they wash their hands and their feet. It's in the airport, yeah? Why do we wash only our hands? In a nutshell, the Arizal says, where does Klippa hold on to? The Shulayim of the garment, the end of the garment. Or in the person's body, the end of the hand. Like we discussed last week, Mansabach Pardinim. Where does the Pardinim have a Shlita? Where are the Gevuras when you're finishing a word? Mansabach, Par, hello? Anyone out there? The end. Because Klippa is nothing in itself. It gets its Yanika from Kedusha. So at the end, when there's a Hester Ponim, that's where it's Yanika. That's where it picks up from, yes? So Mansabach is Dinim. Yeah, hello, something like that, yeah? You with me? Okay. Yeah, oh, fine. Whatever. So if that's in your, you have five fingers here and five fingers there, right? Which is 10, yeah? Worse, that's what when you David, you have Rish Hashem, you get up in the morning, you gotta wash your hands. Yeah, Yamin and Yasmo. Yeah? Worse yet is your feet. Because the feet is mamish regleo your dismovis. The whole shmuz, that's why it's a loshin, loifel a loshin, nechash, hanachoysis, says Rashi in Paras Kukas. The source of all of this is the nechash. Where is the unique of the nechash? Who you, atas shushuvcha roish, who you shuvenu? Okay. Therefore, the okay, which is the mokam, the shlit of the samach mem, of the evil in the person, is the least chayus in the whole body. The snake, by hanoyshech ikfesus, the bottom, the. Yes. We don't have the power in this day and age to cleanse, to elevate, to refine our feet. If we're for that, we only wash our hands. Mash Enkin, the Beis HaMikdash, where there was a greater Kedusha, you could wash not only your hands, but you had to wash your feet. And you put, the Gemara says in Zvochim, you did it one right hand on right foot. There's got a Shakavatari in Halacha. Do you have, if you touch your feet, and your feet are not Mizuhomim, you've just washed them, you have to wash your hands again. So Rabbi Emunah says, yes, you do. Rabbi Chaim Palachi declares, maybe you don't have to. They wash their hands when the hands were touching the feet. To which others say, the Pesach Advir, no raya from that. Because the Be'er Mechaim just said, in the Beit HaMikdash, it's a ribu ya'ur, it's a ribu ya'kadusha. Hello? You with me? Therefore, you're able to get rid of the tumma, the zuama, in the hands and the feet, but doesn't apply elsewhere. Therefore, by the way, the place where you purify your hands and your feet was called the kiyur. How many fingers do you have on your hands and your feet? All together, sachakol, hakol, bakol, bigol? 20. Kiyur is chaf, 20. Yud vav resh, which is gimatri 215, which is gimatri gevur. 216, gimatri gevur. It's the 10 hands, the 10 feet, that this gevur is there. Are you with me? Hello? Therefore, if you don't wash your hands and feet before you go to bed, it's off with your head. You know why? Because you're now, Dalar Amis belong to a person, when you're going in a Tomedic state, in the Beit HaMikdash, Mishkan Hashem, that's Ma'ir L'mayla, whatever, you're spreading Tuma, Zuma, in the Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, it's off with your head. That's why, if you're very careful not to walk Dalar Amis in the morning also, because Alderach, the Rashba, brought in Bes Yosef, Alderach, the discussions of the Kohen in the morning. Are you with me? Yeah? Now I understand, since we said the Ikar Avodah Shleima Melech is not just to vanquish, to squash, to stifle evil, but to turn the evil into something of good. So what did we do? Says Ben Chaim, you take Dafka what? Dafka the Nechoshes, which was brought by women to look in the mirror, By the way, what does hands symbolize? Yadayim Eitzim. Hands is Kuyichim Eitzim Yodim. And now you realize that a person, a garnish other than the Eibishter, right? That itself is, that's in your Makdish, your hands. Okay, and therefore I wanted to say, it's an unvort. Maris Sovis is Gimatria 1139. What's the end of Sefer Mishlei? The wisdom of Shlomo, who was Masakin the Tilos Yadayim. Shakrachay, Heva Yayzir, Yishir, Tinobirdel. V'haluha v'sha'orim ha'seh, v'haluha v'sha'orim ha'seh, is gematria Mari's service. The ikra avoida is that a person has to realize that everything in the world itself, thinks it's a beautiful world, and it's an interesting world, and it's a fascinating world, and you're Hollywood, and there's nothing in the world has any value unless it's reshubah to the age. And that's the Maris Sovis. That's why Rashi didn't bring an example of people who are Kufi Yitzrim Ibn Ezra and they don't look in mirrors. That's the Madrega, it's Gavaldi Madrega, you know. The Igor was in Mitzrayim that they used Dafka, the Maris Sovis, Dafka for Kedusha to make Sivis Hashem, to create a whole generation. And therefore the Zayar says it never was a generation, right? Like the Dor HaMidbar. They never had, why? Because they were a generation that was conceived through the Maris Sovis. With this no yitzhar, where even David Amelah says, "Hey, bechet yechamasiyim." By that generation, it was a totally different madrega. When you take the negativity and you turn it into something good, that's the madrega of Shlomo. That's the 15th madrega. That's the avoid of Chag HaPesach, Avachodesh Alchem, David Helfen Taka, Mishitaka Sidi Yeshua's Markifus. Oh, man.